We are learning with Tethys Yuma Daf Yud Gimel on Beis, and we are beginning the second line from the top of Yud Gimel on Beis. We are trying to figure out how is it possible to be married to two women and still not be called two batim on Yom Kippur? Because you can't say that only after his first wife dies he'll marry his second wife, because the problem is that he'll end up being without a wife to a certain amount of time. And he has to have a wife. And if he has to have a wife, so you now have two wives. So what's the Eitzah? So we're going to try another Eitzah now. Elo the Amar Lo, HaReze Gitech Amanash Thomas Charita. He says to the Sheni, to the second wife, you have a get. If the friend dies, you have a get. And now all two wives, if the friend dies, she has a get, and then you won't have any wife. Then it won't be two batim at least. But for the part, there's a problem. We're doing Maisa Charita, but have a Gita, the whole Gita, but come in with Maisa, have no house at all. So this won't work. It makes no sense, this Eitzah. Ella, Mark comes out with another Eitzah. This is on the start of the finish line, but it's not going to be the first Eitzah won't work, but we're on the way. El Megarish Lulu Tavayu, you give a Gittin to both wives. L'chada Amalam, which means the first wife, you say, which is the second wife, rather. The Megarish Lulu Tavayu, L'chada, for the second wife, you give her a get. Amalah, Reza Gittin Chamanasha Loi Thomas Chavrata. You will have a get if the first wife does not die, you're going to have a get. And that makes sure that if the first wife is still alive, she is divorced and she's not making a problem of two batim. So you say to the second one, Reza Gittin Chamanasha Loi Thomas Chavrata. L'chada, you tell the Rishon like this. Amalah, Reza Gitech, Amanas, Shleitekonsi, Lebesek Neses. You tell the first wife that here is a get, but you shouldn't go into a Beis Medrash. And therefore, so if the second one is, if she stays alive, so then the second one has a get. If she dies, she didn't go into a Beis Medrash. If she didn't go into a Beis Medrash, so then she has a get. So you're left with not two batim. You're left with not two batim. Like this, if she doesn't die, so then number two has a get. If she dies, it turns out she didn't go into the Beis Medrash. She didn't go to the Beis Medrash, she had a get, so you don't have two batim.
But during the day.
Right, turns out. Afraid, if she dies, right, she had a get. Only one bias, right, that's the Eitzah. But afraid of my Kasha, still not good. Why? But Dilma loy maisi charvato, maybe Isha number one won't die. And v'loy ayli hila beis knesses, which won't go to beis knesses. By the gita v'ayu gita, they both have a get then. But come le b'loy bayis, and they have no house. You have to force it into the beis marriage then, because let's say she doesn't go into beis knesses, land up with no wife, and she's saying, "I'm not going in. I don't want to go." You can't force it to go. So it turns out that that they'll come out. You don't have two batims, right?
He would have to divorce his first wife every single year.
We'll have to do this, yeah. Have to do this, get, yeah. And I've got to go on the business.
Your wife is
divorced.
Right.
You can
remarry her. So
right. You could remarry her. If he doesn't marry someone else in between. You let her remarry your wife.
Not a kohen.
What?
Not a kohen.
Oh, not a kohen. Very good time. Yeah. You're right. Not a kohen. Okay. But Dilma. So the question is here. Dilma said, she's not going to go to the business. She's going to lose her. She's going to be divorced. She's not going to go to the business. She wants to be divorced. Both together, she wants to be divorced for some reason. She doesn't want to go to Beis Knesses. We can't be toiling other people, I guess. We can't. He has to be in control. So Mara says, this is the Eitzah. To one of them, which is the second one, you say, you give her a get if your friend does not die. It means if the first one stays alive, she has a get. And to the real wife, the first wife, Rishon, he tells her, here's a get. If I walk into a shul, you're going to have a get. So the imaisaha kaimaha. If the imaisaha kaimaha, the imaisaha kaimaha. Because if number one dies, so then the second one doesn't have a get. She'll be the wife. If the second one dies, or the first one doesn't die, then that one has a get. So what was the problem with this? Maybe the first wife will die halfway through the day, and it turns out the second wife kicks in. But turns out the first half of the day he had two wives because the second wife doesn't have a get. No, he has an Eitzah. If he sees, the Kohen Gadol sees that she is about to die, he'll run, the Kohen Gadol will run into a shul, Umashvi legito, legito mafreya. He'll make that his first wife has a get lemafreya. And it turns out that his wife was divorced the whole entire Yom Kippur. And he lands up with one bias. So that is Mashma Ligmar, not like that. It's Mashma, yeah. So the Tosh Shana speaks out that he can't do it afterwards. He asks, from Toybar, La'acha mis nami im yelech b'kseh m'gresh m'afreya. Right? So Tosh's answer is that you have to be kind of in her lifetime. Because the get can't be chal to us after she's dead. That's the sugya here. It's Taka Kasha, he has to go to other places, but you have to do it while she's alive. He asked from a different case we see, because Bekayim Etanai afterwards says, no, dear, she's alive. But dear, if she's alive, then he doesn't have to be alive, but she has to be alive. That's the right. When I get to Agapanim, it sounds like you have to go while she's alive still. And now we have the final Eitzah. So the way you make another wife is, you pair both wives, both of them you marry completely to, you give one of them a get. I'm not sure the concept of Beis HaKnesses, and want to get, I'm not sure Thomas Chavrata. So if no one dies, the second wife is divorced. If the first one dies, then the second wife is good, but he has to make sure the first wife gets divorced my Freya by running into Beis HaKnesses. That's the Eitzah.
Middle of the
Avodah. Middle of the Avodah. His wife dies, you know, so he has to run in. We'll see later on, the Gemara, we'll learn today, in today's Shir, so what happened, he became Oinin L'chara when his wife dies. We'll see that soon. He's not, but we'll see about that.
She's
yeah.
not his wife anymore.
What?
She's not his wife anymore.
She's not his wife. The Gemara doesn't ask that kasha. Very good. The Gemara doesn't ask that question. She's not his wife anymore. Excellent. We'll see all that in the Gemara before the Mishnah. Yeah. Maskefla Ravasi Vitema Ravavira. Now that we're saying this Yesoid, that when it says bias, it means one bias. It says by the Pasuk by Yevama, it says the lashon hashalo yivne beis achir. What is the lashon bias? Not batin bias. Hashalo yivne beis achir. That's a lashon by Yevamo. If you tell me bias always means one wife, I have a problem here. Maskelor of asim v'tem rav virel miata shtei Yevamo isabos bias echer lo yisiavmu. If there are two Yevamos, if a man is married to two wives and he dies without children, there shouldn't be any yibum. Why? Because it says bias echer, not two batim. And until now, we never thought the bias echer means dafka bias echer. But now we're saying the word bias means one bias, not two bias. It says Loshon Beis Achim. Here it says Beis Soy. We're saying it means only one, so it's Shver by Yevama. Why is there Yibum by two wives? And for the Gemara, Yevimto, Yevimto, Riba. It says in the same pasuk twice the words Yevimto. It says, Vimloyach Mezishakach, it says Yevimto, but also Yevimto, Yashara. It says twice Yevimto, Mimarba, even if you have extra wife. Not a kasha, similar type of question. Maskar Ravina, now that you're saying bias means dafka when you have nesuin, Maskar Ravina, Vitema Rav Shravi, El Miata, Arus Loi Tesiavim, a Arusa, someone who only has Kedushin shouldn't have Yibim. We know that Allah is there is Yibim there. Aye, bias always means marriage with nesuin, with chuppah and yichud, like it said the Gemara of Aleph. And for the Gemara, Achutza, the Rav is Arusa. Loshon Achutza, which means on the outside, she's not inside yet, that is Marba, even Arusa has a din Yibim. So the Gemara further. Tana Rabbanan. Kohen Gadol makriv oinin. The halacha is that Kohen Gadol is makriv even he does avoida, even when he loses a close relative, one of the seven close relatives, which makes him a oinin, which is part of a mitzvah, and usually a Kohen Hedya cannot do avoida. A Kohen Gadol could do avoida. So first apostle parashas Emor, la'ovah v'imah lo yitama, when a mikdash lo yetze. When a mikdash lo yetze, he does avoida even when he's a oinin. But a Kohen Hedya cannot do malacha when he's a oinin. But even though Kohen Gadol could do hakrava when he's oinin, ve'ina oichel, there's no head for him to eat. Because all the Torah said, mikdash lo yetze, he never said he could eat. And we know oinin cannot eat kachim, and that applies to Kohen Gadol as well. So Kohen Gadol makriv oinin ve'ina oichel. Rabbi Yehuda says some cryptic words on this. Rabbi Yehuda emer, kol ha'yayim, kol ha'yayim. What does that mean? So it's machlokes in the Gemara here. My kol ha'yayim. Omar Rabba says, and I'm changing gears to Rabba because you see the words of Kash later on. Rabba will say that. My kol ha'yayim, Omar Rabba. That kol yoy means that Rehuda really holds, even if the Kohen Gadol is at home when he gets this call that one of his relatives died, Rehuda says, bring him dafka to akrava. Not only do you don't kick him out, you bring him to akrava. Why are you bringing him to akrava? So Rashi explains, mitzvah mikdash lav kol yoy, to calm down his tzara, like distract him. And he's allowed to do avayda. Rehuda says, you bring him to do avayda. That's Rabbi's Pshat and Kol Yoyim. These words are cryptic words. Rabbi's Pshat, Kol Yoyim means you bring him from his house to do avodah. Omle Abaya. So Abaya has a problem. We have a different machlekes Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Yosi, where Rabbi Huda is more machmir. Omle Abaya. Hash Rabbi Huda afkuni mafkin lei. We'll show you a case where you bring him out. The Tanya says in a brayso, Oymed umakiv agabim mizbeach. And Rashi learns to a koyin hedyet. Koyin hedyet was working in mizbeach. He gets the basura ra'ah that he had someone died in the family. He has to stop doing avodah right away. He's not at work. The Rabbi Yehuda has to leave. He can't do avodah. He has to leave right away. Rabbi Yehuda says, "No, yigmar, you finish it off." So Rabbi Yehuda's machmir says you have to stop. Rabbi Yehuda says yigmar. And the Rishonim Mutzah Taka, how you allowed to be goymer? Aye, he's a oinin. So the Ritva is mechadesh that the issa chilul of a oinin do avodah is only if he starts it when he's oinin. To finish it is fine. But Hakapana was Rabbi Yehuda hold that you have to stop right away. So Madach there, he's more machmir, you have to stop right away. Here he's being makel, you bring him from home. That's what Rashi learns the kasha. That's like, it's like, there he's makel, he's machmir. The Ritva adds on an extra svara to explain the kasha. That the Kohen Gadol Kohen Hedid always like, that whatever's mutter by Kohen Gadol is also by Kohen Hedid. So maybe, if you have Yehuda, if there's a head of Kohen Gadol to bring him from the house, maybe that's the whole issa of Kohen Gadol to bring him from the house. But the Kohen Hedid is working already, continue working. And here it says he has to stop. So that's why it's still Rav Yehuda. So therefore, because of his kasha, Abaya's kasha, we don't like this pshat. So Elam Rava. So I guess the reason we're going to change before Rava, because now Elam Rava, a new pshat, my kol yoyim. What does it mean kol yoyim? My kol yoyim. What's Rav Yehuda saying? Again, it says here, kadol makav einin, and ve'ina oichel, Rav Yehuda ma kol yoyim. What's kol yoyim mean? So in Elam Rava, Rav Yehuda is saying chumra. My kol yoyim, loymar, on top of Yodal and Aleph, loymar, she'ina oivid kol hayoyim. He does not do avodah. On the day he has a misa, he does not do avodah. Why not? I is mutter do avodah, ain't it? So Mara says, gzeira shema yoichel. Because he might come to eat kachim. Usually when you do avodah, you eat kachim. So people, he's going to think he's going to eat kachim. Therefore, the whole day he should not eat kachim because he's ainin. And dafkura yoyim. But at night, it's not a problem to eat kachim at night because it's only midar abonon. Nina's lila is only midar abonon. So at night, we let him do avodah. Because even though we're Rabbanon, it's Issa, but we're not going to make Xeris Shem Yechel on the Rabbanon. Akapanim, it says over here that Kol Yoyim means that the whole day he should not do Avodah, why Shem Yechel? Maybe he's going to come to eat Kachem, which is Issa for him to eat Kachem. Issa the right for him to eat Kachem. Omer of Adavar Havla Rabba, me goes to Rabbi Yehuda Shem Yechel. Is there a Xeris of Shem Yechel, Rabbi Yehuda's Gezer? But now we learned in our Mishnah, that's what comes to our Sugya. Our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Af Isha Acheres Vaskin Lo Shem Thomas. We prepare another wife for him. Maybe his first wife will die. Shem Thomas Ishtoi. Freit the Gemara. He might say Ishtoi. If his first wife dies, Ovid Avoida, he's going to do Avoida. Like Gozer Rav Yehuda. He's not going to Shem Yoichel. He's not going to be going to Shem Yoichel. And what Nevetzem, the Chesh Shlom, is very bothered. We're talking about Yom Kippur here. Which carbon exactly would he eat? You can't cook kachim on Yom Kippur because you're not allowed to eat kachim. So he says maybe you're talking about a case where it lands up on Shabbos, he might eat the lechem upon him if he lets him do avodah. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's the Chesh Shlomo comes out. Maybe lechem upon him, he gets ready to eat. Upon him, if Rabbi Yehuda's goyz Hashem Yechel, how does he work when he's oinin and his wife just died? On Malay, it's Pasha Teres. Hochi Ashta. Hossam, kivin diyem ha-kapurim hu, the kuli alma loika achli, hu nami loy oslam echel. Oinim kippur is no chashash in eat. No one's eating on today. So there's no chashash who's going to eat it. Hacha, but a regular day that he's an oinin and everyone else is eating, the lekuli alma achli, who nam osel meichel, that's what the gezeira. Freit the Gemara, stam, on the whole premise of his question of Rabbi Yehuda, that he's an oinin and he's going to come to eat, chiyagar b'nichay le'aninus, from a garisha, we just learned before, that he's megarish, she goes to the Beis HaKnesses and she's megurish, m'la freya. So there's no oinin there. She's not an oinin. And for the Gemara, the aninus le'chay le'a, to the mila mitrid, which means he's upset. And it's an issa that arises the kachim when you're upset. Rashi brings down of a kachim being a simcha, of a gedula, the chsev nechon and satim lamashchag. There's a lachem eichlim. And therefore, the Gemara's kasha is to be a kzeres shem yoicha. It's also eat when you're in a bad mood. And for the Gemara, because Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur people don't eat, there's no kzera. Now, it's a very important question to speak out here. The Mother of Ram in Tough Race Yud Beis in Hilchos Yom Kippur asks the kasha over here. Why is the Gemara asking shem yoicha atzaninos? If you worry about shem yoicha, you're not eating Yom Kippur either. Why are you so many yechals? And it's a really black train. It's tomorrow's tarot. That's really tomorrow's tarot. It's a good kasha. You have to really understand. But like upon what comes down on the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda's goes to Shem Yechal on a regular day for Inin, but not Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur no one's eating. And Rabbi Yehuda Taka is machmir for his pshat that he holds that Inin cannot be makir of Inin the first day it becomes Inin because of Gzeirah. Maybe they'll come to eat kachim, which is not allowed to a Kohen Gadol.